The Volumes of Truth, Volume 7. Recompense. November 25th, 2007. A Dream of a Coming Storm, given to a brother in Christ. I saw a storm coming. The area where the storm was approaching from was just the open sky, but there was the sense that it was coming from out over the ocean. I could not tell which coast I was looking out from, but I knew I was looking from America. The storm clouds were approaching and getting darker and thicker. Then three tornadoes, or waterspouts, broke down out of the storm all at once and headed for the shore. After a small lapse of time, I saw myself climbing up some stairs in a house, to my bed in an upper room. I lay down in this bed and realized that my resting place had changed. The head of the bed had shifted from facing the west, and it was now facing the east. November 28, 2007.
From the Lord, our God and Savior.
The interpretation of the dream, spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear.
The day has come. It is here. It has come, says the Lord God. I shall repay. Your nation is given up and will be left in ruins for all its forsaking of me. For the roof is heavily weighted, all its pillars are cracked, and can no longer bear the weight of their burden. Behold, the wind shall blow, the fire shall burn, and all these riches shall be consumed. A swift storm shall come upon you, and you shall not know from where it comes, for it is already upon you, and is yet coming. It shall reach across the oceans, it shall be swift, and catch you unawares. It is building and grows in its fury. It builds and has come. And this shall be its consequence upon you. Thus shall it bring forth against you: confusion, a swirling wind, water, a flood of fear, destruction, collapse of all your foundations. Behold, even the earth shall rise up against you, and nature shall fight against you, O perverse and mighty nation. And when three times pass, it shall be accomplished, it shall surely come to pass. The elect shall be gathered, all those in whom I see of myself, my own reflection shown within the eyes of the first redeemed from the earth. For in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, they shall climb the ladder and lie down and rest for a short season, even in the place I have prepared for them. They shall rest and give worship until the day is done and it is finished. Then shall they arise and descend with the King. And as the lightning flashes out of the east and fills the sky even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For your leaders have cast their lot with the Ishmaelites in the dividing of my land. Even of the children's inheritance I had given to their forefathers forever. And so I shall divide them with calamity, with famine, and with destitution. Yet they will turn, and anger shall swell in their faces over much betrayal, causing them to repent of that which they had promised. And they will again stand with the children of Abraham until 3 days pass over. Then shall they be given into the hand of him called the Horn of Satan, their name dissolved, becoming one of the ten for 1 hour, then plucked up and broken, during which time the Lord shall bring forth of them a great harvest, a great and mighty harvest, a great multitude, a refined and strong people for my name. Then the end will come, the King shall reign, and that accomplished shall be finished. It shall be completed. Peace. 1,000 years.